Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did something follow him home from his cemetery, or was the house just already haunted?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Call in those real ghost stories. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. If you like to write, write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show. You'll get advanced episodes, access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister Kathy Gordon's here with us today. How is everything going?
Well, okay. It kind of depends. I will throw this out, and you guys can all think about it and tell me what you think. But the other day, Carol and I were, we took a trip to Chicago last weekend, and I'm getting everything ready to get out the door. So that I get the car loaded, I'm doing all this stuff. I'm doing, you know how you do. My mind is going a million directions. Did I pack this? Did I pack that? Right. And by the way, I did not pack correctly, but whatever.
Well, okay. You packed for the weather here.
Yes.
That
when was
the
105
problem.
Here. Yes. And then we got up there and it was 62 and raining. But okay. Anyway, so I'm super busy doing all this stuff. And I'm walking through my living room past my front door. Now, guys, I will say I was about 8 feet from the front door. And all of a sudden, I have a screen door on the outside of it. And my front door shut and the screen door shut. And somebody's like pulling on the screen door trying to get in. And you know how things go race through your mind really quickly.
Right. Like you'll get 10 thoughts at the exact same
instant. And you guys, they're really pulling on this door and shaking it. Like, you know, really boom, boom, like this, really hard. And so it's a quirky little thing, but I rent a parsonage from a church. Seems kind of hilarious, I know, but I do. It's not that I'm a minister. I'm not married to a minister or anything like that. They just happened to have a parsonage they wanted to rent, and I'm like, okay, I'll rent it.
Which looks like a 60s ranch style house,
yeah,
50s
yeah, yeah,
ranch
like
style house.
Like a 60s ranch house, yeah. Right? And so somebody's trying to get into my house, and I'm just a few feet, like 8-10 feet from the door, and I'm kind of headed over to it. And while I'm walking to it, I'm thinking to myself, that's so weird because the church people always tell me, you know, if they're going to come in and check the fire alarms or change a furnace, you know, filter or something. Right. And no one contacted me. And I thought, that's weird. wonder why, you know? And then I thought, it's so funny because they just raced through you. Maybe it's just somebody from the church or UPS guy trying to leave something. Okay. Then I thought, Jehovah Witnesses. Now, all of these things are going through my mind as I'm walking to the door. And it shook pretty good for quite a while. And then it quit just about the time I got to the door. I looked through the window of the door and absolutely nothing's there. I opened the door. It's locked. The screen door is locked, right? So the wind couldn't have blown it. It couldn't have been, you know, shaken that way. There was no wind that could have done it. And it really did sound like somebody had the handle and was trying to get in. I opened the door. I went outside. I looked around. There is no way anyone could have gotten away from there that quickly. Because I was only a few feet from the door.
Interesting. So, I mean, it's not like some kids are coming over to... And why did they do that?
They'd all be at school.
It was school. Yeah.
Yeah. I had taken a personal day from work because I was leaving town to go to Chicago. And so I happened to be home. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And they were trying to get in my house. That was my thought. Who's trying to get in my house at 11 o'clock in the morning? And why didn't the church people call me first? You know? And maybe it's Jehovah's Witnesses trying to leave a little brochure for me, you know?
Like, really?
They want to put it in the door.
That's aggressive. Yeah, like, open your door, we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, you know, and, well, you know, sometimes people want to, like, you know, for campaigns, they stick a thing and they'll put it, you know, open your door a little and put it in there. But the door was completely locked, so they could not pull on it. The wind couldn't have been, you know, shaking it around. And I quickly got there. And then I went outside, I looked around, and there is nobody there. I'm looking for a package. I'm looking for something.
It's not like nothing creepy has ever happened in that house. You've had ongoing things.
Yeah. So anyway, something tried to get into the house, you guys.
And, you know, it could be UPS, it could be aggressive Jehovah's Witnesses, or it could be paranormal.
Well, the one more thing that was a little odd is my dog goes ballistic when anybody comes to the door. Carol, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He didn't.
He goes ballistic when I've got him and someone walks by the house and he sees. Yeah.
Just a walk by the house thing. If he hears a UPS truck and he knows the difference between UPS and the ice cream guy, right? He goes crazy. He hates them. FedEx, UPS. You know, he hates them and he can tell by the sound of their truck it's them and it makes him crazy. He did nothing. He just sat by me looking up at me like and looking back at the door and looking up at me and looking back at the door like, what are we going to do?
Interesting.
Yeah, he always goes crazy barking and not a thing.
He's like,
and
I'm having a weird feeling about this.
Yeah, and he's looking at the door. He's looking at me, looking at the door, looking at me. And It all happened really fast. Now, in all honesty, I don't get a lot of Jehovah's Witness action because they all think I'm a parsonage for the Methodist Church.
Oh, that's true.
And so they're a little bit like, well, they're already, you know, doing what they're doing. So we're not going to bug them because they're all Methodists, you know, or whatever. There must be way into it because they, you know, they must be the minister or something. So I don't get a lot of that.
An escaped convict, maybe, but there wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't any.
Well, not in the neighborhood that I know.
No,
of.
Normally, like, we know if there's escaped convicts, and they could move fast.
They can, and they're pretty crafty.
They are. So I would go with escaped convict or paranormal, and I don't like really either one
like
of them.
Like that guy in Pennsylvania who just did that crab walk up the walls and out over razor wire.
If you haven't
twice.
Seen that, Google it.
Oh, my goodness, you guys. Check
and then
it
was
out.
Able to stay on the run for 2 weeks.
It was pretty strange.
And got a shave in the meantime and stole some clothes or something. I think it'll be interesting to find out if he got any help or was he just that cunning and was able to figure it out. On his own for 2 weeks.
I don't know.
Well,
so I think
back
he was
out
just
for
cunning.
A long time.
Yeah, there you go.
And you know, he wasn't the first one who did that. That
did the crab walk?
Yeah, there was another guy who did that.
Well, for
and they didn't
sakes.
Fix it.
Well, you got to fix the crab walk thing.
like,
I don't know, move the wall. I don't know. I just put some extra bricks on top.
Fencing over the wall. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. If anybody that will risk razor wire is, they'll probably do anything.
They're committing to it.
They're really committed. That's right.
Well, here is our first story. It says, my name is Andy. I live in the Rio Grande Valley in deep south Texas. How deep south does the Rio Grande Valley go? Do you know?
Oh, way south. Yeah, even, you know, like where I used to live in Victoria, you just keep right going on down the coast there. He's probably past Corpus Christi down there, McAllen or somewhere.
So definitely deep south.
That's my guess.
Says, I've been listening to your show for about a year now, and I love it. I've had odd experiences all my life. Most of them happened when I was a kid. I used to see, and then this is in quotes, friendly shadow people and whatnot.
Okay.
That is a one sentence I've never heard in this podcast, and I've been doing this podcast for over 5 years. I used to see friendly shadow people and whatnot. The experiences went away in my teen years, but came back big time when I was 20 years old in the fall of 1997 after visiting a cemetery one night with friends. We were stupid 20-year-old kids looking for a thrill, so we decided to go to a cemetery really late at night. On the way, I warned my friends not to acknowledge the spirits in the cemetery or they would follow them home. Once we arrived at the place, we realized this could be a big mistake. The cemetery looked a lot creepier in the moonlight. When we exited our car in front of the cemetery gates, the little wind there had just stopped blowing. Everything was as still as the dead people buried there. That's a really good line. Mm-hmm. The silence was deafening. My friends laughing and jumping at the gate broke the eerie stillness. I joined in and reminded them what I told them in the car. A former friend of ours, who I dubbed Weasel, spoke loudly and mentioned that I could talk to spirits. I had heard voices coming from all directions as soon as he said that. It sounded like hundreds of people talking. I couldn't make out what was being said. I was the only one who could hear it, so I kept it to myself. I sighed and sarcastically thanked the Weasel. My friends all ran off into the darkness, laughing, leaving me alone with the voices. Which is the last thing I would do in the middle of the night at the cemetery is run off laughing. That's another thing that I've not heard before. And we ran off laughing at the cemetery in the middle of the night.
Ooh.
I began to walk around the cemetery in the moonlight alone, ignoring the voices. I could hear my friends running around in the distance, trying to scare each other. I saw a bench next to a tree and sat down to wait until my friends tired themselves out. I was in no mood to play. I just wanted to leave. Suddenly, I heard running footsteps in the grass all around me. At first, I thought it was my friends trying to sneak up on me. "I can hear you," I yelled. Then I heard children laughing. I quickly stood up and turned around. The footsteps and all the voices stopped. I began to walk backward. I bumped into my friend. He asked me what was wrong. I said nervously, "Nothing, but it's time to go." 10 long minutes later, we all regrouped at the car and left the cemetery. Then I was dropped off at my house. Almost immediately, things began to happen in the house. The lights would flicker. Knocks and threes would happen from time to time. In a week, night terrors and sleep paralysis began. Each time I would have these attacks, I heard demonic laughter and felt my soul leaving my body. I was ready to give up when visions of loved ones like my 6-year-old nephew would appear. These positive visions gave me the strength to fight back. Then I sat up screaming and yelled, "You gotta do better than that." I went back to sleep on the couch after that. Yelling that particular thing, like "you gotta do better than that," almost seems like a dare.
That's a taunt, and I'm not sure
I'm not pro that.
Maybe they could do better than that.
That's what I'd be afraid of.
I think I would be a little nervous throwing that dare out there.
Yeah, I think I would be like, anything other than that, I'd be calling for Jesus.
Yeah, I think I Lord would be have more mercy. Like, you guys, you got to leave me alone, you know,
guys, before yeah, I would say. Yeah, I like say, that one. You guys, stop.
Come on, leave me alone. I'm really, you know, not into this.
Aren't there other people to haunt and torment, please? I finally got the courage to tell my parents that the house was haunted again. So that's interesting to me. That last
again.
Yeah, it says haunted again. So that up to this point in the story, it's well, like, was the house haunted?
He had said
before?
Early on, and then it kind of was, you know, it really hit then again later. It went through a period where not so much, and then later it started up again.
Yeah, what? Did, how did that go? Because it was like...
So maybe he was talking about
I used
that
to see
earlier.
Friendly shadow people and whatnot, so right, maybe that, was okay. in the house.
Yeah. Now, I'm a little bit interested in this friendly shadow people thing.
Exactly.
Like, how did he know they were friendly? Like, what did they do that made them feel friendly?
Maybe, as opposed like, they to... did shadow people miming or something like that.
Puppetry.
Not mining, but miming. Like, they
like
would,
shadow
like, do
puppets,
that. Look, me, maybe? I'm stuck in a box.
Well, and think how good they'd be at shadow puppets on the wall.
It would be awesome.
But I'm just saying.
Or they could turn themselves into puppet.
Because most
things.
People feel very terrified of the shadows. And so I wonder what it was about these that did not particularly terrify him. If I could talk to him, I'd say to him, Andy, you know, like, what separated them for you to be friendly? Like, what made that feel that way to you?
And what separated the shadow people from the whatnot? And what was the whatnots? So it just makes me wonder, because he doesn't say the shadow people were in the house, that he just had experiences with them. So
that's true.
I'm assuming they're in the house at one time. So I finally got the courage to tell my parents' house was haunted again, but they did the same thing to me. Oh, this is interesting. But they did the same thing to me as they did when I was a kid and laughed in my face.
Oh,
that's cruel. I told them it was the ghosts that were messing with the lights and the rest of the electronics. It was
so his parents did just not believe him and thought it was funny?
I guess they did that. Oh, you. Our house isn't haunted. I don't know.
Oh,
it's my
gosh,
interpretation.
I hate it when that happens to kids. And I mean, he's a little older, but still, I hate it when, you know, you're honest with somebody and you tell them something that's really bothering you and then they... You know, don't take you seriously.
Well, and then that's what happens next, because it says, after I told them that, I realized how crazy I sounded and decided to keep my mouth shut. And that's what happens.
Yep, that's exactly
so you
it.
Just don't tell anybody. The odd occurrences kept on escalating around my parents, but still they were oblivious and had a rational explanation for it. Even when a light fixture fell right in front of my mother, she only picked it up and put it back where it belonged. I was so frustrated with my parents. The next day, my 6-year-old nephew came by because my mother was going to take him out to get clothes. I told her to let me know when they left. As I waited for my mother to tell me, I read a comic book in my room. I was sitting on the floor with my back towards the open door of my room, and suddenly I heard the pitter-patter of little feet walking up to my door. I heard my nephew laughing, and I didn't look at him, but I told him not to enter my room and go back to grandma. My nephew ran back down the hallway and came back again just to annoy me. He laughed more and ran into my parents' room across the hall. Annoyed, I got up to scold him. I saw a glimpse of him going into my parents' bathroom. "Go with grandma," I said loudly. I could hear him giggle in the bathroom as I entered my parents' room. I entered the bathroom and I heard him giggle again in the tub. He was thinking I couldn't hear him behind the shower curtains, so I quickly opened the shower curtains to see nothing there. Mind you, there is only one entrance to the bathroom. How could he sneak out without me seeing him? I heard him laughing in my parents' room just outside. I entered the room to see my nephew enter my room laughing. "What did I just tell you?" I yelled. I entered my room to an empty room. I left my room and went to the TV room opposite side of the house to talk to my mother about my nephew, realizing then they had already left. I heard the laughter again, I stormed outside and waited for hours until someone came home. I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. A week had gone by with no incident. I was home alone in the kitchen making myself lunch, looking through the fridge, and I felt like I was being watched. I stood up, turned to my right, and saw two transparent people looking at me in the dining room. They were wearing robes. The one on the left had a gold robe, and the one on the right had a blue robe. They seemed out of phase. I couldn't make out their faces. We were staring at each other for at least a minute until the one on the left nudged the other. They both looked at each other. It looked like they were talking to each other. And based on their body language, they realized I could see them and they seemed shocked about it. Once they realized I could see them, they headed to the living room. I followed them into the living room to find nothing. Very brave. I think I would have been heading outside again. Mm-hmm. The next day, I was watching Ghostbusters with my six-year-old nephew. I jokingly asked him if he had ever seen any ghosts before. I was expecting a no, but he told me yes. I asked him to describe where he saw the ghost, and he said he saw two angels in the kitchen the week before. He said one was wearing gold and the other was wearing blue. I asked him, what were they doing? And he said, just walking. And the one in blue is Michael. I was relieved that someone else had seen something. At least I wasn't crazy after all. If I had the Archangel Michael and another archangel visiting us for a week, I wonder what type of evil followed me home from this cemetery. After that, the experiences only happen maybe once or twice a year and are mostly minor. I'm not going to do anything stupid like going to a cemetery at night again. All my good ghost stories happened when I was a kid. I will write in or call in some other time to tell them. I know my story's long, but I'm not going to apologize for it. Take care, Andy.
So oh, I thought it was a good story, though.
Do you think that they were kind of sent there because he did bring something evil home?
Gosh, it sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
And it's interesting that his nephew would have been like, yeah, I saw two angels, yeah. Basically.
And he recognized them as angels and as good people. And he knew the one was Michael. I thought that was interesting.
But then I wonder, did something come home with him from the cemetery? Did it just stir him up a little bit? And that kind of, you know, his nervous energy and being scared at the cemetery and having an experience there kind of opened him up to having another experience when he got home. But
I'm wondering if he brought something home.
Because he truly believes he did.
And then the angels came and kind of got in between.
Well, good thing he didn't have to like go use a Ouija board or anything. Lord knows what would have happened then.
I think it's interesting that he has a lot of good feelings about, like, you know, there were the friendly shadow people, and then we have these friendly, wonderful angel types that are there. And I think that's really interesting in this story, how he was, you know, we have the really scary elements at the cemetery. And then some really disturbing at the house, some things happening there. But there always seems to be a good counterpart, you know, good balance in this.
And lucky for Andy, a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah. That's something's watching out for him and protecting him and his family.
Don't you think? Well, even though his parents seemingly don't want to believe it.
Well, I do. I believe
him. We believe you, Andy. We believe you. Here is our next story.
Hi, my name is Alicia. I'm calling from Western Maryland. I've been listening to the show now for about a year, and I've been thinking of a lot of experiences that have happened to me throughout my life. But I figured I'd start with kind of like a chain of stories that's happened within the past 9 or 10 months. So back in October, my uncle passed away very unexpectedly, basically from kidney failure. It was very fast. It was like my mom called me. I was at school. She called me in the afternoon to say that my uncle has been placed on hospice care and then called me about an hour later to say that he had passed away. So it was very sudden and very unexpected. But that night, you know, I'm driving home. I was at college at the time. So I was driving home and I was sobbing, and all of a sudden I started to smell this very peculiar smell. So my uncle had always smoked Captain Black tobacco, and it's like this very sweet kind of chocolatey tobacco smell, and my whole car started smelling like it out of nowhere, which was it was very heartbreaking, but also like very comforting to know that he was there with us. After the funeral, I was driving home, and I go to school in the mountains, and so at this time the weather had been really bad, and it had been raining a lot, and it was extremely foggy. So I'm driving, and it was to the point where I couldn't see the road or anything around me, and I'm in a white car, so I was really afraid that somebody wasn't going to see me, and they were this might be coincidence, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this black car appeared in front of me, and it followed, well, I was following it all the way to my exit off the interstate, back onto like the main roads of the town that I was in, where there wasn't any fog anymore. And as soon as I got into town, the car literally vanished, which was crazy. So that night I'm unpacking everything after the funeral, and I go down to my car to get the last load of stuff. And I open my car door, and the whole car was filled with smoke, and it smelled like that Captain Black tobacco again, which I just kind of burst out crying because I was just like so sad. But it was so nice to know that he's kind of watching over me that day. And then the last part of this story is about a month or two after the funeral and everything, I was talking to my mom about how I felt really bad that I couldn't be with my uncle when he had died, or I couldn't have visited him more in the years leading up to his passing. And I was just dealing with a lot of emotions from that. And that night I went to bed and I had this really weird dream where I walked into my house and there was this man standing there that I didn't know, but he told me, "Do you want to see him?" And I didn't have really control over me. It was more like I was watching it happen. And I said, "Yes, I want to see him." So I walked down my hallway into my living room, and my uncle was sitting on the couch, as I remembered him when I was like really young, back when he was probably in his 30s and 40s. And I'm watching myself break down sobbing and apologizing and saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." And he just kept telling me, like, he kept kind of stroking my hair saying, "It's okay, I'm at peace." And when I woke up, I mean, I still felt really bad about not being there for him, but I felt much more comforted and at peace because of it. So let me know what you guys think about this story. I hope that I can hear it online sometime. Thank you.
I totally think that last part was a visitation dream. And I think that her uncle knew she needed that. And I think mm-hmm. that she needs to realize that she had that with her uncle, and mm-hmm. and that he is at peace and he is okay with it. And that's something that she'll yep. need to let go. It's not, you're never going to let go of that immediately, but she needs to know.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And that it's kind of a beautiful dream that they came and said, "Would you like to see him?"
Yeah.
You know? And yes. And then they took her into the other room and he was there and said it was okay. I think it was a really lovely way in this dream to, you know, not just scare her like, boom, here's her uncle, mm-hmm. you know, but to kind of lead her into this. So she was a little bit more in control when she actually did see him.
And the whole thing with that pipe tobacco or the... Oh. Was it pipe?
Totally.
It had to have been a pipe.
Some sort of, yeah, loose tobacco. But I agree. You know, I have a very acute smell sense. Do you?
No.
I do.
And like, sometimes, like, it's so random. But especially, like, in that case right there, where she's crying, she's upset, and then... You breathe in and it's like, oh my God. And like, yeah. It's really intense is what that made me think of. Because I wish I had a better sense of smell than what I do, to be honest. Yeah.
I really have a good one. And you know, it is not unusual for me to get a, you know, smell something and, you know, go and it take me right back to a place mm-hmm. or right to, you know. And I really do think that, you know, I've had that similar situation before where, you know, I've smelled my dad, you know.
Old Spice or cigarettes? Or
a little bit of both. It's a mix. Benson and Hedges, Golds, and Old Spice, you know, that kind of odd mix. Then maybe a Schlitz beer, you know, all mixed up together. And that would be my, you know, a smell that, you know, would be my dad. But you just, you know, every now and then you get this whiff and it makes you think of that person, a particular person. And it's so powerful.
And that other thing about the car all of a sudden in front of her, and that's not necessarily paranormal, but thank God the car showed up and disappeared. Because
I agree. I mean, I can't, you know, I can't say it wasn't strange, but, you know, regardless, thank goodness somebody was looking out for you.
No kidding.
You know.
And so I hope that she walks away. Or in time. I hope in time she realizes, like maybe even hearing this back, wow, that really was. My uncle really did contact me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that was a beautiful communication that they had.
I do too. I think you were given a gift there, you know, of him coming back to tell you that, you know, he cared about you, he loved you, and he understood completely.
I agree. Because sometimes I think you're looking for these huge signs and all of that, put all that together, that's really big.
Yeah.
That's a big connection with her uncle.
Big, yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.